Nachos chapter 2, Mishnah 3. Hatoida mefageles es alechem. The thanksgiving offering renders the bread piggle. Va'alechem eino mefagele es hatoida. But the bread does not render the thanksgiving offering piggle. So keitzat, so what does this mean? So the thanksgiving offering, you came with a whole lot of loaves. I think there were 40 loaves that came with the thanksgiving offering. So ha'shoichet es hatoida. So when you shecht the animal, le'chol mimena lamachar, and you intend to eat from it the next day. That's an outside of time intention. It's piggle, it's isur kares, because you intend to eat from it the next day. Hi va'alechem mefugalim, and so too the breads become piggle. If you shech that animal and intend to eat from it the next day, the animal becomes a piggle and the breads become piggle. But if you shech the animal le'echol min alechem lemacher and you intend to eat the breads the next day, that's your intention. Alechem mefugal, so the breads are piggle. But the animal itself isn't piggle. So also, he doesn't bring it over here in our text, but I think I saw in the Gemara that the animal's also asur. You can't eat the animal. The whole korban is forbidden. But if you ate it, it's not an isur karas. Only if you eat the breads, it's an isur karas, but not if you eat the animal. And so too, akavasim fugalim es alechem. The two animals of the lambs of the Shavuot offering. So there were the two lambs and the two breads. So the lambs make the bread piggle, but the bread doesn't make the lambs piggle. Kate said, how does it work? If you shecht one of the lambs, and you intend to eat from it the next day, the lamb and the breads become piggle. But if you shecht the lamb intending to eat the bread the next day, Alechem mefugal, the bread becomes piggle, the kavasim einan mefugalim, but the lamb becomes forbidden, but it's not a piggle, it's not an isur karas.